గురు విష్ణు గురుర్దేవో మహేశ్వర గురు సాక్షాత్ పదం బ్రహ్మ తస్మై శ్రీ గురవే నమః.
I would like to invite a trustee of the Indian Hindu Heritage Center here, the premises on which we are having this function, Trustee Praveen Bhai Patel, to say a few words of welcome on behalf of the center and the his own congregation. Mr. Praveen Bhai Patel.
Please keep some word.
శ్రీకృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీనందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః. ఓం శ్రీరామాయ రామభద్రాయ రామచంద్రాయ వేదసే రఘునాథాయ నాథాయ సీతాయా పతయే నమః. శ్రీరాధ గోవింద భజమన్ శ్రీరాధె శ్రీరాధ గోవింద భజమన్ శ్రీరాధె శ్రీరాధ గోవింద భజమన్ శ్రీరాధె center is blessed by the footsteps the flowing river of Yamuna coming to us Vrindavan is here. It's not Hindu Heritage Center. This is Vrindavan. Guruji, you have made this whole property pavitra by bringing us Krishna here. Just to give you a background, we had purchased this property a year ago with an idea to propagate the understanding, the philosophy, the culture, the tradition of our Hindu heritage, a very rich heritage. That was bought a year ago. By Lord's grace, we were blessed. Somebody came up within 2 weeks to give us to hire the facilities for the school, and soon after that we had a lot of activities going on here, like the elders get together here, they do yoga, etc. The young children's camp, I think Tamal Maharaj Prabhu, Narayan Das Prabhu, they were all here working very hard over the last 2 weeks, and we have seen them working so hard to make this property so much nicer looking than what it was before. I thank you very much, Prabhu. It is through this united effort that we are going to reach the salvation, the moksha that we are all looking for. It is so nice to see all the gopis here. We are all gopis, and that's all we can pray to our Lord, that take us to that, make us free. Om Namo Narayanaya.
Just for the information of the congregation, we have a lot of the senior citizens who are part of this heritage center over here present today. Thank you very much for coming. I'd like to now call upon Narayan Prabhu to give a formal introduction of Gurudev to our visitors for this evening. You guys are going to share the presentation. You all know Padra and Narayan. So.
Hare Krishna. It's not Narayan Prabhu, it's his lesser half. I have been asked to give a glorification of my Shiksha Guru's life, and as Praveen Prabhu was saying, there are no words to glorify such a great soul as Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj, but out of seva and for purification, I will try to say something. Srila Narayana Maharaj was born in Bihar, and from his very childhood, he was practicing Bhakti Yoga. He was born in a very religious Vaishnava family, and also at an early age, he met his guru, Sri Srimad Bhakti Padagan Keshava Goswami Maharaj, and he travelled extensively with his guru, the length and breadth of India, from Amritsar to Bangalore, from West Bengal to Jammu and Kashmir. And thus he became a very well-known and respected and loved preacher of the Bhakti cult all over India. In 1952, he took the renounced order, sannyas, from his guru. And he is the author of over 50 books. And he continues to this day to bless the world at large with teachings of the Srimad Bhagavatam and the Bhagavad Gita, the essence of Vedic literature. For 60 years, he has lived in the holiest of holy places, Vraja Vrindavan, Krishna's place, the place of Sri Krishna. And there he conducts annually for 60 years yatras, pilgrimages, to the hundreds of beautiful historical sites of Krishna's pastimes. And there he has constructed the most large and beautiful temple in honor of Krishna's pastimes. The world-famous preacher of Krishna consciousness, who brought Krishna consciousness to the West in the 60s, my beloved Diksha Guru, whose divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, was a very close friend of Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj. They were bosom friends. Before my Guru came to the West to spread Krishna consciousness, they used to get together and have very elevated discussions of Srimad Bhagavatam, etc. And in his last days, Srila Prabhupada requested Srila Narayana Maharaj to perform the last rites of his Samadhi burial, and he instructed him to take care of his disciples worldwide. So, following that instruction, Srila Narayana Maharaj now travels the world. For 11 years, he has traveled the world. He's visited over 30 countries, and he initiated more than 10,000 disciples. And he is now on his 26th world tour. He is recognized by Gaudiya Vaishnava communities and Hindu societies all over the world as a very prominent preacher of Krishna Bhakti. A project that he has inaugurated in India, specifically in Vrindavan, is the Kund Restoration Project, a project which is beautifying, restoring, and renovating the holy sites of Vrindavan, the kunds, the ponds, and the forests, returning them to their pristine condition so that for generations to come, people will be able to go there and appreciate the sweetness of these places and be stimulated in remembrance of Sri Krishna. Srila Narayana Maharaj is now on his third visit to New Zealand, and during this visit, tomorrow, he will lay the cornerstone for a very large and beautiful temple which will manifest here within a few years. This temple will bless the country of New Zealand and be a landmark for Krishna Bhakti in New Zealand. And actually, this is Srila Narayana Maharaj's first major Western temple. So it is very special. We are very fortunate to have this temple rising up right here in New Zealand. And after that, his next visit will be Fiji, where he will lay the cornerstone for another such large, beautiful temple complex. So, we're very fortunate this evening to be in the company of the most elevated personality on the planet, spiritual holy saint. We must open our hearts, open our ears, listen carefully to his message, and be absorbed this week. Don't let anything distract us. Come along each evening and try to get the message that he is wanting us to get.
Let me tell Lauren. Lauren probably is not going to say anything because he's got some schedules afterwards. I'd like to now pray and request Gurudev to give us some nectar to digest today. Gurudev, please.
हमको बोलना है
जी आपको बोलना है
अब आपको कथा करनी है
कथा का आरंभ करना है
जी गुरुदेव
अच्छा बैठो अज्ञान तिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे नमः गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिका तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः। तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्नय माम चरणं। एक क्या छोटा सा प्रोग्राम होने वाला था ना
जी गुरु जी,
को नहीं कराएंगे? वो तो सच धर करके आए हुए हैं, 5 मिनट के लिए करा दीजिए।
जो प्रोग्राम होना है गुरु जी प्रवचन के बारे में चाहते हैं।
हरे कृष्णा, आई हैव एन हम्बल रिक्वेस्ट। गुरुदेव विल बी हियर ओनली वन आवर। So I'm requesting you all to turn off your cell phone, otherwise your mind will divert it. And who is sitting next to you and are surrounding you, they are also mind diverted. So please turn off your cell phone. Thank you for your cooperation.
मथुरा से
वृंदावन से ना
मृत मथुरा।
अच्छा,
आप जानते हैं उनको।
বাচ্চা সে কান শেষে আসবে না, বাচ্চা সাড়ে ছয় বছরে সে কান শেষে আসবে
করবে না,
সে কান শেষ আপনি চলে যাওয়ার পরে এত লোক ভয় খাচ্ছে।
मैं सर्वप्रथम अपने परमाराध्यतम गुरुपाद पद्म नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओं विष्णुपाद स्तोत्र श्रीमद् भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज जी के श्री चरण कमलों में कोटि कोटि बार श्रद्धा दंडवत पुष्पांजलि अर्पित करता हूँ। तत्पश्चात अपने शिक्षा गुरु नित्य लीला प्रविष्ट ओं विष्णुपाद अष्टोत्तर श्रीमद् भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी महाराज जी के चरणों में भी कोटि कोटि बार दंडवत पुष्पांजलि अर्पित करता हूँ। मैं देखता हूँ कि यहाँ पर हिंदी समझने वाले लोग ही अधिक हैं, इसलिए मैं हिंदी में बोल रहा हूँ एंड फॉर इंग्लिश नोइंग पर्सन दामोदर महाराज में ट्रांसलेट।
अंग्रेजी अधिक लोग है, हिंदी बहुत कम है, अंग्रेजी
कम है,
हाँ
वेरी कम, तो भी वही तो मैं सबसे पहले इस मंदिर के व्यवस्थापकों को मैं धन्यवाद देता हूँ, जो कि हम लोगों के लिए 7 दिनों के लिए इस मंदिर को, इस मंदिर में हरि कथा कहने के लिए, भागवत कथा कहने के लिए हमें स्थान दिया है। और जिन लोगों ने यहाँ पर भगवान की कथा कहने के लिए इसको सजाया है, अच्छी तरह से इसको बनाया है, इसके लिए जो आयोजन करने वाले हैं उन सबको मैं धन्यवाद विशेष करके देता हूँ। कृष्ण जगत में प्रकट हुए थे, अलग अलग अपने भक्तों की मनोवांछा पूर्ण करने के लिए वे कंस के कारागार में देवकी के गर्भ से भी प्रकट हुए और गोकुल में नंद बाबा यशोदा के, विशेष करके यशोदा के गर्भ से भी प्रकट हुए। केवल मथुरा में ही प्रकट हुए ऐसी बात नहीं, बल्कि आंशिक रूप में वे शंख चक्र गदा पद्म लेकर हाथों में नारायण के रूप में आविर्भूत हुए, गर्भ से पैदा नहीं हुए। उनका गर्भजात संस्कार भी वहां नहीं हुआ, भला 16 वर्ष की अवस्था जैसे वाले शंख चक्र गदा पद्म धारण करने वाले नाना प्रकार के आभूषणों से सुसज्जित उनका जन्म कैसे हो सकता है। प्रकट हुए और गोकुल में यशोदा मैया के गर्भ से प्रकट हुए, उनका वहाँ पर नाड़ी छेदन हुआ, संस्कार हुए, वहाँ पर नंद बाबा ने आनंद में भरकर करोड़ों करोड़ों गौओं को दान किया और सब नाना प्रकार के जो कुछ उनके भंडार में था वो तो श्री जी वहाँ पर थी, कोई भंडार में कमी नहीं हुई। दान करते 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 थक गए, कोई लेने वाला भी नहीं रहा, ऐसा महामहोत्सव वहां पर हुआ। इसलिए कृष्ण ने पूर्ण रूप में स्वयं भगवान के रूप में द्विभुज मुरलीधर के रूप में द्विभुज एक छोटी सी शिशु जैसे वहां पोत प्रकट हुए और यहां पर आविर्भूत हुए। इसके बाद में उन्होंने ब्रज में पुतना त्रिणावर्त सक्तासुर अगासुर बकासुर इत्यादि राक्षसों का उद्धार किया। इस तरह से उन्होंने अंत में वृंदावन के बंसीवट में रास इत्यादि किए, गोपियों के साथ में नित्य गीत किया, मधुर लीलाएं की और इसके बाद में द्वारकापुरी की लीलाएं सब हुई। किस लिए कृष्ण आए, आने का तात्पर्य उनका क्या था? आने का तात्पर्य यह था कि हम भगवान के नित्य दास हैं, उनकी सेवा को भूलने से हम लोगों को माया ने पकड़ करके इस संसार रूपी जेलखाने में फेंक दिया, हथकड़ी बेड़ी लगा दी। हथकड़ी बेड़ी क्या, यह स्थूल शरीर देकर ये मैं हूं ये मेरे हैं, ये बेड़ी को पहना दिया, आसक्तियों से जकड़ दिया और फिर इस शरीर को सुखी होने के लिए सारा जीवन कार्य करता है, रुपए पैसे कमाता है, अंत में बूढ़ा हो जाता है, चल फिर नहीं सकता, तरह तरह के रोग हो जाते हैं, अंत में इस पंच भौतिक शरीर को छोड़ देता है। साथ क्या ले जाता है कमाई का, एक पैसा भी साथ में लेकर नहीं जाता। उसके पुत्र, उसकी पत्नी, संसार का कोई भी उसके साथ में नहीं जा पाता, कहां जाता ये भी ठीक नहीं। फिर दूसरा जन्म गधे घोड़े सूकर कूकर के रूप में आता है, कभी स्वर्ग में जाता है, कहीं भी उसे सुख नहीं मिलता, बिना भगवान की सेवा से कोई नहीं सुखी हो सकता। भगवान देखते कि हमारे प्यारे जीव हमारी सेवा छोड़कर मृग तृष्णा में इधर उधर घूम रहे हैं, करोड़ों जन्म ले रहे हैं, मर रहे हैं, इनको कैसे सुखी किया जाए। इसलिए कभी वे स्वयं आते हैं, कभी अपने अवतार के रूप में राम नृसिंह कल्कि वामन के रूप में आते हैं और कभी कभी अपने परिकरों को आचार्य और गुरु के रूप में जगत में भेजते हैं, जो हमारा स्मरण दिलाएं, ओ देखो तुम लोग ये शरीर नहीं है, इसके अंदर में आत्मा हो, इसके अंदर में जीवात्मा भी है, तुम उनके नित्य सेवक हो, भूलने के वजह से तुम्हारी ये दशा हुई है। इस प्रकार से उनसे सुन करके गुरु के निकट जाएंगे, उनसे हरिनाम दीक्षा लेंगे और तत्पश्चात भक्ति के अंगों का पालन करते 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 पहले उनको साधन भक्ति होगी, फिर भाव भक्ति होगी, अंत में प्रेम भक्ति होगी और भगवान के चरण कमलों की सेवा प्राप्त करके सदा के लिए सुखी हो जाएंगे, आवागमन का मार्ग सदा के लिए उनका बंद हो जाएगा। दामोदर महाराज,
So Srila Gurudev is first giving his regards and blessings and well wishes to the people, the organizers of this society. Also, he gives his hearty blessings to those who have endeavored very hard to decorate the hall, who have made arrangements for the guests in the form of prasad and edibles. He gives them all their hearty blessings. Srila Gurudev says before he begins everything, he offers his pranam to lotus feet of his Gurudev, Nityananda Purush Srila Bhakti Pradhyam Kesava Goswami Maharaj. Gurudev said, even now, so many English people are there, still many Hindi persons are there, And these things are very difficult to explain in English, so Gurudev is speaking in Hindi. Devi said, why the Supreme Lord has come to this world? In order to fulfill the desires of his various devotees, Krishna had two simultaneous appearances. Most people understand that Sri Krishna appeared in Mathura, but this is not the case. Krishna appeared in both Mathura and in Vrindavan, but there is a difference between both appearances. In Mathura, he appeared in the form in a jail of Kams Maharaj from Devaki. That time he appeared as a 16-year-old youth with four hands carrying a lotus flower, a conch shell, a discus, and a club decorated with helmets, golden ornaments. That time everyone could understand this is the Supreme Lord appearing with his full opulence or glories. But at the same time, in Vrindavan, Krishna had another birth. This was directly from the womb of Yasoda. In Vrindavan, he appeared as a very tiny child, very sweet and very attractive. Therefore, in Vrindavan, Krishna appeared complete with even an umbilical cord. That time his father was so happy to have a child that he gave away millions and millions of cows. In fact, he tried to distribute all the wealth that he had. But because the Supreme Lord had appeared in his home, then Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of fortune, appeared with him. Therefore, no matter how much charity Nanda Baba distributed in charity on behalf of his son, he could not finish his wealth, and even people became exhausted to come and collect donations from him. That time, such a festival was of happiness was there in Sri Vrindavan. So, Sri Krishna, the supreme original personality of Godhead, appeared and took birth in Vrindavan with his two-handed form, endowed with unlimited sweetness. There in Vrindavan, he performed pastimes like delivering demons such as Putana, Agasur, Bakasur, and others. Then he grew up, he matured, as we say, and then finally in Vrindavan, he performed his pastimes such as Raslila. By calling his flute, he attracted all the gopis. Then from there, he went to Dwarka and performed unlimited activities. But really, the question comes, why does the Supreme Lord come to this material world? Because he knows that we are actually his eternal servants. But because of forgetting him, we are rotating in the cycle of birth and death. Forgetting him, we have become bound by ignorance. Therefore, we have been chained to this world. What is the chains of this world? That is this gross material body made of earth, water, fire, air, and ether. What are the chains that bind us to this world? This is our attraction to our wife, sons, children, wealth, home, kin, country, etc. Therefore, we have forgotten our position as an eternal servant of the Supreme Lord. And now the souls in this world are thinking, I am this body, and what belongs to this body is mine. Therefore, old age comes. And finally, we have become afflicted by many, many diseases. And all the wealth which we have worked so hard to accumulate at the time of death is taken from us. At the time of death, even $1 we cannot take with us. And our wives, our children, our family members all remain here. And even where we go at the time of death, there is no guarantee. Therefore, and then we even may take birth in lower species of life, like dog, pig, camel. Even we may go to the higher planets or the lower planets, but all are places of birth and death. Therefore, the Supreme Lord knows perfectly well, without his service, there can be no enjoyment, no real factual happiness at all. Therefore, he comes to this world with this message. O my beloved souls, who are thirsting for enjoyment, looking for happiness everywhere, you should come and offer your hearts completely to me, then you will be happy. Therefore, the Supreme Lord comes himself in the form of Sri Krishna, or he appears in the form of his incarnations, like Ram, Narsingadev, Bhaman, etc. And sometimes Sri Krishna sends his own devotees who appear in this world in the form of devotees, Gurudev, and the spiritual masters. And Bhagavan and his devotees come with this one message. We are not this body. We are a soul, eternal servants of the Supreme Lord. And forgetting this, we are rotating in this world of birth and death. Therefore, hearing this message, a fortunate person can come to the feet of bona fide spiritual master and from him take initiation in the process of chanting the holy name. gradually by the guidance of the spiritual master and by the influence of the name of the Supreme Lord, one develops faith in devotion. As that faith matures, it turns into the stage of preliminary ecstatic love of Godhead called Bhava Bhakti, and finally it matures into complete pure love of the Supreme Lord, which is known as Prema Bhakti.
इस प्रकार कृष्ण संसार में बहुत तरह की लीलाओं को करके पश्चात वे अपने अप्रकट नित्य गोलोक वृंदावन धाम में चले गए। उसी समय में जिस समय गए उसी समय में कलयुग आया। अभी कलयुग चल रहा है। कलयुग आने के साथ ही साथ में तामसिक भाव बढ़ गए, लोगों के भाव बदल गए। स्त्रियां बदल गई, उनका स्वभाव भी बड़ी दुराचारी दुराचार रहने लगी। पुरुष भी अपने धर्म को छोड़ करके वो भी व्यभिचारी हो गए, झूठ बोलने लगे। ब्राह्मण अपने कर्तव्य को छोड़कर वाणिज्य व्यवसाय करने लगा, रुपया पैसा बस इसी के आमदनी में रह गए। शूद्रों का राज होगा, मंदिर टंदिर सब टूटेंगे, भयानक स्थिति होगी। उस समय में भारतवर्ष क्या संसार के जितने भी ऋषि महर्षि थे, 60,000 ऋषि डर के मारे दंड नैमिषारण्य में पहुंचे, गोमती के किनारे। बहुत ही पवित्र स्थान है नैमिषारण्य। वहां पर हजारों ऋषियों ने, ब्रह्मा ने और सब लोगों ने बड़े बड़े यज्ञ किए हैं। वहीं पर आए और सत्र लगाया और उसमें सूत गोस्वामी को वक्ता बनाया। उन्होंने सूत गोस्वामी से कहा, हे सूत गोस्वामी, आप अपने गुरु सुखदेव गोस्वामी से समस्त शास्त्रों का सार वेदांत सूत्र सुना है और उसकी व्याख्या के रूप में अकृत्रिम भाष्य श्रीमद् भागवत को सुना है। ये भागवत समस्त वेद उपनिषद शास्त्र रामायण पुराण इत्यादि इतिहास महाभारत राम इत्यादि सबका सार है, आपने सुना है। आप बड़े बुद्धिमान हैं, आप विचार करके हमारे कल्याण के लिए, हमारी आत्मा के कल्याण के लिए, आत्मा कैसे सुप्रसन्न हो विचार करके हमें बतलाइए। इसीलिए कह रहे हैं, प्रायेण अल्प आयुष सभ्य कलावस्मिन युगे जना मंदासु मंद मतयो मंद भाग्यास शिव उपद्रुता। ओहो सुत गोस्वामी जी, कलयुग के लोग बड़े अल्प आयु के हैं, सतयुग के लोग लाखों वर्ष जीवित रहते थे, त्रेता युग के लोग भी 50,000 तक जीवित रहते थे, द्वापर के लोग और कम हो गए उम्र में, छोटे छोटे हो गए। और कलयुग में लोगों की आयु अधिक से अधिक 100 वर्ष की, और अपने इंद्रियों का दमन नहीं करने से आधी 50 वर्ष की उम्र रह गई, जिसमें से बचपन का और कुछ सीखने इखने में 20 वर्ष चला जाता है। सोने में रात आधी आयु उसी में सोने में गई और 20 वर्ष तक किसी विषय में एक्सपर्ट होने में, पढ़ने लिखने में गया। और फिर अंतिम जो 80 से 100 वर्ष की आयु है बुढ़ापे में, कमर सीधी नहीं होती, कुछ कर नहीं सकते, ऐसे ही बीत जाती है। रह गया 5-10 वर्ष, विवाह शादी करना है, बच्चों का परवरिश करना है और घर बनाना है। आजकल तो बहुत से काम करने हैं, भगवान का भजन कब करेगा। चारों तरफ में उपद्रव है कली काल में, पास के पड़ोसों से मामला मुकदमा, झगड़ना, रोग, तरह तरह के। अतः साधो अत्र जत सारं समुद्धित्य मनीषया ब्रूहिनाशक दधान जैन आत्मा संप्रसिद्धति। इसलिए आप विचार करके हमें बतलाइए जे हमारा, मेरी आत्मा कैसे प्रसन्न होगी। शरीर के लिए नहीं पूछा, शरीर कैसे सुखी होगा ये नहीं पूछा, पूछा क्या आत्मा कैसे हो। इसलिए समझो जे मैं शरीर नहीं हूं, यह हाड़ मांस रक्त पैखाना पेशाब की थैली है, कुछ नहीं है ये। चीर करके फाड़ करके देखो, इसके अतिरिक्त तो कुछ नहीं मिलेगा। ये जन्म भगवान ने कृपा करके दिया है, देवता लोग भी इस मनुष्य जीवन के लिए तरसते हैं, ऐसा मनुष्य जन्म भगवान ने दिया, इसी में केवल भजन कर सकते हो। इसलिए इस जीवन का प्रधान और एकमात्र कर्तव्य है भगवान का भजन करना। जो लोग संसार में उलझे हुए हैं अपने इस मूल कर्तव्य को समझ करके, वो बड़े मूर्ख हैं। भगवान ने केवल एकमात्र अपनी आत्मा को, परमात्मा को जान करके और परमात्मा जीवात्मा में क्या संबंध है इसको जानने के लिए दिया, भोगों को भोगने के लिए नहीं, रुपया कमाने के लिए नहीं। क्यों? ये तो कुछ भी तुम्हारे साथ में नहीं जाएगा। किस लिए गधे के समान इतना दिन रात परिश्रम कर रहे हो जिसको तुम साथ में नहीं ले जा सकते। इसलिए प्यारे, हमारे प्यारे प्रियतम लोग, आप लोग इस जीवन को इस प्रकार से भोगों में मत कटाइए। अंततः कुछ समय निकालकर उसको जानने की चेष्टा कीजिए। उसको जानना कठिन नहीं है क्योंकि हमारा वो पिता का पिता है, अपना है। बस कह दो, हे प्रभु मैं तुम्हारा हूं, मैं तुम्हारा हूं, तुम हमारे हो और कुछ नहीं। और भगवान ने अपनी सारी शक्ति, सारे गुण और सारी कृपा नामों में भर दी है कलयुग में। इसलिए कलयुग केवल नाम आधारा, कलयुग में नाम के अतिरिक्त और कोई गति नहीं है। खाते पीते समय, चलते फिरते, उठते बैठते, सोते, दिन में, रात में, सवेरे शाम को, धीरे धीरे माला से, बिना माला के ड्राइविंग करते हुए हरे कृष्ण मन ही मन में करते हुए चले, रसोई बनाते हुए भी कोई कर सकता है। इन ऑल रेस्पेक्ट, इन ऑल वेज, ए मैन कैन डू भजन वेरी इजी। किंतु हम मूर्ख समय पाकर के इतना सहज, एक पैसे का खर्च नहीं है हरि नाम करने में, और हम मूर्ख जीव ऐसे नाम को नहीं करते हैं, दिन रात जो हमारे काम में नहीं आएगा, जीवन को बर्बाद कर देगा, उसमें अपना सारा समय व्यतीत कर देते हैं। आप लोग इसे सुने ध्यान से, और आज से ही भगवान का भजन करना कुछ समय निकाल करके कीजिए। कल क्या हो जाएगा कोई कुछ ठीक नहीं जानता। कोई कहेगा आज करो सो कल कर, कल करो सो बरसो, क्या खटखट में पड़े हुए हो, समय पड़ा है बरसो। और एक कहता है कल करो सो आज कर, आज करो सो अब, पल में परलय होएगी, बहुत करोगे।
Some foolish person think, what is good, I'll do tomorrow or the day after that. But a good thing we should not do even tomorrow, a good thing we should not even do now, a good thing we should do right immediately at this time. So, the Supreme Lord, 5,000 years ago, after performing his different activities, fulfilling the desires for which he appeared in this world, then he disappeared from this material world and returned back to his abode, the spiritual world, the transcendental abode. So at that time when Krishna left 5,000 years ago, immediately from that time began this present age of darkness called Kali Yuga. Now it's only 5,000 years old, the age of quarrel and hypocrisy. At that time, after Krishna left, then tamagun, ignorance, became very, very powerful. At that time, people's natures changed. They forgot their religious activities. Ladies gave up their vows, their religion, their good behavior, and adopted the behavior of low-class persons. Men also gave up their religious practices, began telling lies, all types of bad activities. At that time, the brahmanas, who were meant to be in charge of the spiritual progress of society, gave up their devotional practices and began chasing after money, 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 brighter than sunshine, sweeter than honey. The temples of the Lord were neglected and broken. That time, sudras, 10th class, rascals like our present-day politicians took charge of the country instead of high-thinking personalities. At that time, the saints, 5,000 years ago, could see the influence of this present age of Kali. Therefore, they became afraid and they went to the holy place called Naimisaranya. They collected together and collected the most qualified person. His name was Sri Suta Goswami. And they asked him to be the main speaker. And they asked him this question. O Suta Goswami, Guru Vusripa Sishasya, you are very, very qualified. You are very affectionate to your spiritual master. From your Gurudev, Sri Sukadeva Goswami, you heard the Vedanta Sutra and you heard the Akritam Basa, that book which is not compiled by anything, that is the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the essence of all Vedic literatures, the Mahabharata, the Ramayana, everything. You are very intelligent and you've heard that Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the essence of all spiritual understanding. Therefore, the question they asked, how can our soul be happy? How we can achieve auspiciousness in our lives. So Sri Sukadeva Goswami replied, in the age of Satyuga, in the beginning of the millennium, people had very long lifespans, more than 100,000 years. In the next age, the age of Tretiyuga, people's lifespan was cut into half. That time they lived barely 50,000 years. The Yuga, the age after that was Dwapara Yuga. People lived just an insect-like life of 1,000 years. And now this present age of Kali Yuga, even we cannot find, very hard to find someone who even lives for 100 years. Because people cannot control their senses. They're addicted to drinking, smoking, eating chicken and everything. Therefore, their life is very short. We cannot find anyone who lives even to 100 years. So even if, say, someone lives 100 years, 50 years they lose in sleep, 20 years they lose in going to primary school, high school, college, university. In the last age of their life, from 80 to 100, people cannot even sit properly. They cannot even go to the bathroom themselves. Therefore, so many years are lost. Therefore, people only have 5 years in their life. In those 5 years, people get married. They have to have children, do some business, build a house. Therefore, when is the time for devotion? In this present age of Kali Yuga, we can see there is quarrel, hypocrisy, fighting, violence and conflict, disease, denigration in all directions we look. Therefore, the sages never asked, how can my body be pleased? They asked, how my soul can achieve auspiciousness? Therefore, the answer Suta Goswami is given. He said, we should understand, we are not this soul, we are not this body. This body is simply like a plastic bag covered inside its stool, urine, pus, blood, mucus. If you just open a little bit, you can see inside what nice things are there. But this body has a nice covering of skin. Therefore, we think this body is everything. But this human form of life is very rare. Even the demigods in the higher planets, they are praying to the Supreme Lord, when I can get a chance for the human form of life. Because only this human form of life, one can practice spiritual life or devotion. There were those persons who act only for the enjoyment of their material body. They could have said they are very, very foolish and very, very mistaken. This body is not for only material enjoyment, because even animals like pigs and donkeys, they have the same facility for material advancement. Therefore, such a person is considered to be like a donkey. Because at the time of death, we cannot take anything with us. Just like a donkey, he carries many things on his back, but at the end of the day, he cannot eat anything that he carries. In the same way, people who work only for this body, they are also like donkeys. Thipagrita said, my dear beloved friends, we should take some time out from our material activities and try to invest some time in our spiritual life. We should try to understand what is the eternal relationship between the individual soul and the Supreme Soul, called God. Therefore, the Supreme Lord, He is so kind, He has invested all His potency, all His strength, all His mercy, all His beauty, all His sweetness. He has given in the name Kali Yuga to give a name to Adar. In this age of Kali Yuga, there is no other process except the process of chanting the holy name. A person who does not take advantage of such a process, they are definitely the most unfortunate. They have been cheated, and they are cheating themselves. Guru said, because it's very easy and free. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It's free and very easy. You can chant any time, in the bathroom, driving, cooking, sleeping, walking, talking. You can always chant. Therefore, one should perfect one's human form of life by becoming attracted to this process of chanting the holy name.
उनके प्रश्न को सुनकर सुत गोस्वामी जी ने अपने गुरु श्रील सुखदेव गोस्वामी को प्रणाम किया। ये सुखदेव गोस्वामी कौन है? श्रीयाशुक, श्री अर्थात श्री राधिका जी के सुख हैं। राधिका जी इनको खिलाती थी और कहती थी जे बोलो कृष्ण कृष्ण, तो वो कृष्ण कृष्ण मधुर शब्दों में करता था। एक दिन पक्षी के स्वभाव वशतः उड़ करके नंदगांव में, जहां कृष्ण और मधुमंगल एक सुंदर बगीचे में बातचीत कर रहे थे, उड़ करके वहां पर पहुंचा और एक पेड़ की डाल पर बैठ गया और वहीं से कृष्णा 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 इस प्रकार से बोलने लगा। कृष्ण ने सोचा जी राधिका कहां से बोल रही है, तो राधिका को इधर उधर में खोजने लगी तो राधिका जी तो थी नहीं। फिर पेड़ों की डाल में छिपे हुए हरे पत्तों में देखा, ये तो सुख पक्षी बोल रहा है, तो उसको बुलाया। तो ऐसा कौन है जगत में जो कृष्ण के बुलाने पर नहीं आ सके? बस उनके हाथों पर आ करके बैठ गया। कृष्ण ने जी क्या बोल रहे थे बोलो तो? तो वही कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्णा। बड़े प्रसन्न हुए। और वो कृष्ण कृष्ण कहने के बाद में कहता है क्या, ओहो मैं बहुत ही दुर्भागा हूं, श्रीमती राधिका अपने हाथों में बैठ करके मुझे चावल दूध चावल का खीर खिलाती थी, अनार के दाने खिलाती थी, बड़ा प्यार करती थी, और मैं दुर्भागा उनको छोड़ करके यहां चला आया। इतने में राधा जी की सहेली ललिता विशाखा जी वहां पर पहुंची। अरे ये सुख तो हमारी राधा जी का है, ये दे दो। कृष्ण ने कहा जे ले जाओ, बुला लो, यदि चला जाता है तो ले लो। हजार बुलाया किंतु गया नहीं। कहते हैं कि जो आपके पास में चला जाता है वो लौट करके नहीं आता, तो ये ऐसे नहीं आएगा। किंतु इसके बिना हमारी राधिका जी तो जीवित नहीं रहेंगी। कृष्ण कहा जी मैं नहीं देता, इसको बुला लो, चला जाए तो हमको कोई आपत्ति नहीं। तो वो भीतर में यशोदा मैया थी, उनके पास में गई और रो करके बतलाया जी इसके बिना तो राधा जी रह नहीं सकती, इसलिए आप कृपा करके किसी प्रकार से उस पक्षी को हमें दे दीजिए। यशोदा मैया साथ ही साथ में गई और एक झपट्टा मार करके उस पक्षी को ले लिया और हाथ जो कहे सब समय पशुओं के साथ में पक्षियों के साथ में खेलता है, चलो इधर में नंद बाबा तुम्हारे लिए बैठे हुए हैं, स्नान करो और भोजन करो। कृष्ण भगवान होते हुए भी स्वयं कुछ न कर सके, यशोदा मैया उनको खींच करके ले गई और फिर वो सुख पक्षी ललिता विशाखा के हाथों में दे करके भेजवा दिया। जब कृष्ण की लीला अंतर ध्यान हुई, कृष्ण गोलोक वृंदावन में चले गए, तो कृष्ण ने इस सुख को आदेश दिया ये तुम यहीं पर रहो, और वहां पर मनुष्य रूप में तुम हमारी कथाओं का प्रचार करो जिसके लिए मैं आया था, और जगत के लोग हमारा ज्ञान प्राप्त करके पुनः हमारी सेवा में नियुक्त हों। उसने कहा कि हम तो श्रीमती जी के बिना जीवित नहीं रह सकते, तो भी यहीं से उनको स्मरण करना और रहो। रह गए किंतु बड़े उदास हो गए, क्या करूं। कैलाश में गए, वही कृष्ण की मधुर लीलाएं शंकर जी पार्वती जी को सुना रही थी और शंकर जी उनको कृष्ण की लीलाएं कह रहे थे। भागवत स्कंद द्वितीय तृतीय स्कंद आया तो वो सृष्टि का चक्र है, वो समझ उनकी समझ से बाहर स्त्री स्वभाव की हैं, उनको तो हरि कथा कृष्ण की लीला चाहिए और सृष्टि चक्र बेढब है, वो समझ में नहीं आता, इसलिए वो सो गई और उनके बदले में पेड़ की डाल पर वो सुख पक्षी हूं 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 आगे कहिए करता चला। चलते चलते जब भागवत समाप्त हुई तो कृष्ण की मधुर लीलाएं आने को हुई तो वो जग गई, बोले जैसे प्रभु हमने तो कथा सुनी नहीं, मैं तो सो गई, आप फिर से मुझे बतलाइए। तो सुना कौन सुना, तो उन्होंने चारों तरफ में खोज करके देखा जे पेड़ों की हरी पत्तियों में एक सुख पक्षी छिपा हुआ वही कह रहा है। अपना त्रिशूल लिया और मारने के लिए दौड़े और वो सुख पक्षी उड़ करके सीधे रास्ते से पहाड़ पर्वतों को लांघता हुआ व्यासदेव जी के आश्रम में पहुंच गया और वो वही कथा भगवान की कथा कह रहे थे। बीटिका जी उनकी स्त्री मुख फाड़ करके सुन रही थी ऐसे, और उनके मुख में प्रवेश कर गया। 16 वर्ष तक रहा। व्यास जी ने कहा अरे तुम कौन हो भाई, जो भो माता को कष्ट मत दो, गर्भ से निकलो। उसने कहा मैं ऐसे नहीं निकलता। ओहो, तब शंकर जी दौड़ करके आए त्रिशूल लो करके, बोले जी यहां पर एक सुख पक्षी आया है। ब्यास जी ने कहा जी कहो बात क्या है, किस लिए उसे ढूंढ रहे हो। उसने भागवत मेरी कथा सुन ली, अनाधिकारी हो करके भी उसको मैं मारूंगा, तो भागवत सुनने का फल क्या है, तो वह औजार अमर बन जाता है। अमृत की कथा है ना, पीने से वो अमर हो जाता है, फिर मरता नहीं है। अरे बोल बम भोले भाई, तुम जबकि वो अमर हो गया तो कैसे मारोगे, तुम्हारे हाथ से मरेगा। तो शंकर जी भी हंसने लगे, लौट गए। तो 16 वर्ष के बाद में लड़के से पूछा जी उतर जाओ नीचे आ जाओ गर्भ से। उसने कहा जी मैं ऐसे नहीं आऊंगा, यदि कोई इस माया को हटा दे एक सेकंड के लिए तो मैं उसमें आ जाऊंगा। ब्यास जी ने कहा जी मैं खुद ही हटा देता हूं। कहा जी तुम्हारे ऊपर में हमारा विश्वास नहीं है। किसके ऊपर में विश्वास है? कृष्ण यदि आकर के कहे जी हम अपनी माया को हटा रहे हैं तो ये संभव है, हम उनकी बात मान करके आ जाएंगे। उन्होंने कृष्ण का स्मरण किया, कृष्ण आ गए, बोले जी भाई तुम माता के गर्भ से निकल जाओ, मैं कृष्ण हूं, मेरी बात पर विश्वास रखो और जल्दी से निकल जाओ। इतना कहने के साथ में वो 16 वर्ष की उम्र जैसा सांवले रंग का एक लड़का पैदा हुआ और जन्म होते ही घर से विरक्त होकर, कहीं कोई आसक्ति नहीं, घर से निकल करके वन की तरफ में चला। उस समय सुखदेव जी कहते हैं कि इतना हमारा योग्य पुत्र, इसको मैं भागवत पढ़ाता, अब इस ये नहीं रहेगा तक इसको भागवत पढ़ाएंगे किसे जगत का कल्याण होगा, इसलिए उसके पीछे पीछे हा पुत्र कहते हुए दौड़े। किंतु जंगल से प्रतिध्वनि आई, कौन किसका पुत्र, कौन पुत्र, कौन पिता? और सुखदेव सुख जी तो आगे बढ़ गए, थोड़ी देर के बाद ही में आगे बढ़े, कुबेर जी के बगीचे में एक सुंदर सरोवर में अस्पराए सब स्नान कर रही थी नंगी। सुखदेव गोस्वामी जी को देखकर के कुछ नहीं किया, स्नान नंगी करती रही और इनके पिता के उम्र के जैसे बूढ़े दाढ़े वाले इनको देख करके लज्जा से पुखर से निकल गई और कपड़े पहन करके उनको दंडोत प्रणाम किया। जब व्यास जी वहां आए, लड़कियां उनको प्रणाम कर रही तो पूछा हमारा बेटा नौजवान 16 वर्ष का उम्र का गया, तुमको लज्जा नहीं आई? और मैं बूढ़ा तुम्हारे दादा परदादा के उम्र का और हमसे लज्जा किया? उन्होंने कहा जी तुम्हारा पुत्र जो है वो ठूठे वृक्ष की तरह है,
लड़की में लगती
हमें देख करके न उसे लज्जा आई न कुछ आई, और हमको भी उसको देख करके जैसे पेड़ कोई खड़ा हो उसे लज्जा नहीं आती, ऐसे हमको लज्जा नहीं आई। कि तो तुमको स्त्री और पुरुष का ज्ञान है, उनको नहीं है। तुम समझ रहे हो कि मैं पुरुष हूं वो स्त्री है, इसलिए हम आपके निकट में प्रणाम करने के लिए आई। सुख ये कहने का तात्पर्य क्या है? सुखदेव गोस्वामी एक तो श्रीमती राधिका जी के सुख थे बड़े प्यारे, और जन्म से ही इस जन्म में भी जन्म से ही वितरागी थे, कहीं भी उनकी आसक्ति नहीं थी, बस निर्विकार निर्विशेष ब्रह्म में उनकी ब्रह्म निष्ठा थी केवल, और कहीं सब जगह ब्रह्म ही ब्रह्म दर्शन करते थे। नेक्स्ट यू
Therefore, we are in Namasaranya, and the sages inquired from Suta Goswami, please tell us how our soul can be happy, how we can achieve auspiciousness. Therefore, before saying anything, Suta Goswami gave pranam to his spiritual master. His spiritual master was named Sri Sukadev Goswami. So Gurudev is telling the history. Who is Sukadev Goswami? What is his qualification? We always see with Sri Krishna is Srimati Radhika. Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, and Srimati Radhika, she is the supreme enjoyed, the female form of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Sukadev Goswami, he was the parrot of Srimati Radhika, Krishna's most beloved. He used to sit on the hand of Srimati Radhika, and Srimati Radhika used to feed him pomegranate seeds, some sweet rice, bits of laddu, and she would teach him to chant the name of Krishna. Say Krishna, say Krishna. And the parrot on the hand of Srimati Radhika, she is devotion to Krishna personified. He was also chanting Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. But as is the nature of birds, one day he left and went to where Krishna was playing in the garden with his friends like Marumangal. So in India, the parrots are green. So that green bird went and sat in a green tree. And Krishna was under that tree. And that bird began singing the name of Krishna that he heard from Srimati Radhika. Just in the same voice as Radharani. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Therefore Krishna heard, who is chant? Is that Radharani? Has she come herself? So much devotion, he is chanting my name. Then he looked, oh, that is not Radharani. That is one bird in Sanskrit. Bird means suk or parrot. Therefore Krishna called that bird onto his hand. Anyone called by Krishna, can he stay away? Therefore that bird came on the hand and Krishna said, you should tell me more kirtan. I want to hear my name. But the bird was chanting all the things he had learned from Srimati Radhika. Therefore, that time, Subhidhava Goswami, the bird was thinking, how unfortunate I am. Srimati Radhika, she is the personification of devotion. And I left her to come to Krishna. She used to feed me and give me so much affection. Therefore, anyway, Radharani was feeling very much separation. Where is my favorite parrot gone? Therefore, she sent her friends, Lalita and Vishakha. They began looking everywhere for the bird. Then they saw that suk, that parrot, on the hand of Krishna. And they said, that bird does not belong to you. That bird belongs to our mistress, Srimati Radhika. You should return it. And Krishna said, there is no chains. The bird is free to go. But no matter how much they called, the bird would not leave the hand of Krishna. Because Krishna is the supreme attractive. Therefore, Lalita and Vishakha, the friends of Radharani, they went to Madhya Soda and complained. Oh, Krishna has stolen the bird which does not belong to him. Therefore, Madhya Soda came, and even though Krishna is the supreme lord, he is controlled by his devotee. Therefore, Madhya Soda grabbed Krishna by the ear and went to beat him. Not beating him, but showing her hand. Oh, you are a very dirty boy, always playing with birds, animals. You have no good manners. Therefore, she took the bird off him and said, you should go and take bath. Your father is waiting for you to take lunch. And she dragged him away. So, the purport is, how dear this bird was to both Krishna and Srimati Radhika. Therefore, after Radha and Krishna performed their pastimes 5,000 years ago, then Krishna called that bird and said, you should stay in this world because people could not understand me. Therefore, you should stay in this material world and you should speak my activities and my philosophy. Then people can perfect their formas of life and achieve pure love for me. Therefore, that parrot was very sad. How I can leave Radha and Krishna? But still, what can I do? Have to follow the order of the Lord. Therefore, Krishna gave him blessing and he stayed in this mature world in a human form. His name was Sri Sukadev Goswami. Oh. So, that bird, he cannot live without hearing some names, qualities and pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Therefore, Lord Shiva, you've heard of Lord Shiva, Vaishnava Namyatasambhu, he is a great devotee. Therefore, he was always in Kailash speaking the Srimad Bhagavatam to his energy, his wife, Parvati Devi. Therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam is 12 sections, and the first few sections of the Bhagavatam deal with so much philosophy of the creation, how the Lord maintains, how he destroys, how his various energies are working. Therefore, as Shiva was speaking this, then Parvati, she was sleeping, because generally people don't like to hear philosophy, they want to hear pastimes of Krishna. Therefore, that bird, he knew Shiva just speaking Bhagavatam. Therefore, he went in that tree and hid there. And Shiva, he had his eyes closed. He could not understand that his Parvati, his audience, was sleeping. Therefore, as he was speaking, the bird in the tree was calling, very nice, very good, speak more, don't stop. Therefore, Shiva was completely absorbed, speaking. And after some time, imitating the voice of Parvati. Then Parvati woke up, Shiva is speaking Harikata, and she goes, oh Prabhu, I fell asleep, you can start from the beginning. Start from the beginning, but I could hear you saying, yes, no, very good, speak more. Who is imitating your voice? Then Lord Shiva looked up and saw that same parrot, that same Sukadeva Goswami, Suk. Therefore Shiva became very angry. This unqualified person has heard this pure and spotless Bhagavatam. Therefore he took his weapon, his trident, and went to kill that bird. Then the bird became afraid, It's Armageddon. He ran away to where Lord Vyasadeva was speaking Bhagavatam in Bhadrik Ashram. Vyasadeva is a literary incarnation of the Supreme Lord. All these books we're reading from, he has compiled. Therefore, Vyasadeva was speaking that same Bhagavatam that Lord Shiva was also speaking. And Vyasadeva's wife, she was hearing Bhagavatam in ecstasy. Therefore, the bird, he flew in the mouth of Vyasadeva's wife. And Shiva came very angry. Oh, Vyas, I'm looking for a bird. I want to kill him. Then Vyas was astonished. Lord Shiva, who destroys the three worlds, he will destroy a parrot. And Vyasadeva asked, what offense has the parrot done? Oh, he has heard Bhagavatam. He is not qualified. Therefore, I will kill him. Then Vyasadeva smiled. Oh, Shiva, you know everything, all religious principles. Tell me, what is the result of someone who hears this Bhagavatam? And Shiva said, one becomes immortal. And Vyasadeva said, if he's already heard the Bhagavatam, how do you even kill him? He's already become immortal. And Vyasadeva, then Shankar went, Haribol, yes, that's true. Therefore, smiling, Shiva left. And 16 years, that bird remained in the womb of the wife of Vyasadeva. After 16 years, then Vyas said, my dear son, it's time to come out. He said, no, I am afraid of material existence. Therefore, I will not come out. I will not appear in this world of illusion, Maya. Therefore, Vyasadeva said, trust my words. I promise you, you come out, I will remove Maya, illusion. You will not be affected. He said, I don't believe you. I only believe the words of the Supreme Lord Krishna. Therefore, Vyasadeva meditated and Krishna himself came there. Oh, Sukh, come out. I am Krishna myself. You should have faith in my words. Illusion will not touch you. Therefore, Krishna took away his illusory energy. That time, Sukadeva Goswami appeared in human form. And what did he do? Immediately he left his mother and father and went to the forest. That time his father, Vyasadeva, he was thinking, such a qualified son. He has no material attachment. When a child is born, they're crying, mommy, 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 father. No, nothing. Without any attachment, he went to the forest. Therefore, Vyasadeva was thinking, I have many disciples, but no one is qualified like him. I want to give him this Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, Vyas ran behind him. Putreti, putreti, mayataru. Oh, my son, come back. But the trees answered, son? Who is father? This is all illusion. Therefore, as Sukadeva Goswami was going in the forest, Vyasadeva was chasing him. They came to the gardens of Kuver, one god in charge of rupees, god of wealth. Therefore, there were many ladies in that pond taking bath. Now taking bath without any clothes. Very beautiful young girls. But Sukadeva Goswami, he never even paid them any attention. Guru Maharaj says, like a tree. A tree has no feelings. Who is man, woman, anything? Only he knew Sarvakalpamidam Brahman. Everything is the energy of the Supreme Lord. Everything is Brahman. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami went past him, and those girls who would normally feel shy, they thought, oh, he is not seeing us at all. Therefore, they did not feel shy at all. Then Vyasadeva came running, long beard, like your grandfather's grandfather, so old. Then the girls became shy and covered themselves. Then Vyasadeva said, what's going on? My boy is 16 years old, beautiful, tall, naked. And you saw him, you felt no shyness. But I am like your grandfather's grandfather, so old. And when you saw me, you felt shyness. What's going on? Then the girl said, you see the difference between man and woman. But your son, he sees no difference. Therefore, when we saw him, we felt no shyness. Therefore, Guru said, this is the two qualifications of Sukadeva Goswami. First qualification, he is a very dear, eternal associate of Radha and Krishna. And his second qualification, that birth and this birth, he had completely no material attachment. Therefore, immersed in Brahmananda, the impersonal aspect of the Supreme Lord, in ecstasy, he went on into the forest.
Thank you. Sat Goswami ne aise yogya sansar se virakt tattvajna aur rasik bhagwan ke samast tatv ko leelaon ko janne wale Sukadeva Goswami ji ko pranam kiya aur phir rishiyon ne jo prashn kiya tha कैसे आत्मा प्रसन्न होती है इसके उत्तर में उन्होंने कहा, सवै पुंसांग परो धर्मो जतो भक्ति र दुख जे अहेतुक व्यवहिता जयात्मा संप्रसिद्धति, जयात्मा संप्रसिद्धति। मनुष्य मात्र का ही नहीं, प्राणी मात्र का, विश्व ब्रह्मांड में जितने भी प्राणी हैं उन सब का एकमात्र यही परम धर्म है। क्या धर्म है? भक्तिर अधोखजे, जो मन बाड़ी इंद्रियों सब प्रकार से अतीत है, इनको मन बाणी यहां तक कि वेद भी व्यक्त नहीं कर सकते, ऐसे जो भगवान है, जो अप्राकृत सुंदर रूप, श्याम सुंदर सलोना रूप, नटवर बंसी बजाते हुए गोपियों के साथ में जो क्रीड़ा करने वाले हैं, सबको आनंदित करने वाले और मोहित करने, मुग्ध करने वाले हैं, ऐसे श्री कृष्ण के चरणों में अहेतु की किसी भी संसारी कामना वासना से रहित होकर, और अहेतु की कोई लौकिक भी नहीं, पारलौकिक भी कुछ भी, अपनी प्रसन्नता के लिए नहीं, केवल मात्र कृष्ण की सेवा के लिए यदि हो तो यही जीवों का एकमात्र परम कर्तव्य है। भक्ति का प्रयोग केवल भगवान में ही होना चाहिए। ब्रह्मा जी, शंकर जी, दुर्गा जी, गणेश जी, ये सब यथार्थ में षडैश्वर्यशाली भगवान नहीं है। शंकर भी उनके दासों के दास हैं, ब्रह्मा की तो कहने की बात क्या, और सब जितने देवता देवी हैं सब कृष्ण के दास और दासियों में हैं। भगवान एकमात्र कृष्ण है, और वही कृष्ण राम के रूप में, निसिंह के रूप में और सब अवतारों के रूप में आते हैं। वे भगवान अद्वैत ज्ञान एक परतत्व हैं। उन्हीं कृष्ण के प्रति कृष्ण को सुख देने के लिए ये होनी चाहिए। श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु की कृपा से, उनकी प्रेरणा से, उनके प्रिय सेवक श्रील रूप गोस्वामी ने समस्त शास्त्रों को संकलित करके, उसका सार संग्रह करके भक्ति का की परिभाषा दी है, अन्नाभिलाषिता शून्यम ज्ञान कर्माद्यनावृतम अनुकूलेन कृष्णानुशीलनम भक्ति रुत्तमा। तात्पर्य क्या है? यदि कोई अपने तन मन वचन और भावनाओं की चेष्टा से अनुकूल और प्रतिकूल चीजों को छोड़ करके अनुकूल चीजों को ग्रहण करते हुए निरंतर जमई तैल धारावत अभिछिन्न गति से लगने वाली गुरु और वैष्णव के अनुगत्य में यदि केवल मात्र कृष्ण को प्रसन्न करने के लिए चेष्टा हो तो उसे भक्ति कहते हैं। किंतु ये उत्तमा कैसे होगी, उत्तम कैसे होगी? किसी भी कृष्ण की सेवा के अतिरिक्त कोई भी हमारे अंदर में लौकिक पारलौकिक इच्छा न रहे, और यह भक्ति कर्म से या ज्ञान से, योग तपस्या से होती है? नहीं होती। कर्म ज्ञान योग से तपस्या से आच्छादित नहीं होती, ढकी नहीं होती है। ऐसा होने पर यह उत्तमा भक्ति होती है। ध्रुव जी ने भगवान की भक्ति की, उनका दर्शन भी किया, किंतु उनकी भक्ति सकाम है, शुद्ध भक्ति नहीं है। इसलिए इसको अच्छी तरह से समझ करके भक्ति का आचरण करना चाहिए। कोई शिव जी के मंदिर में गया, चौकठा दबाया, हे शिव जी हमको पुत्र होगा, हमारा लड़का पास कर जाएगा, हमारा बिजनेस अच्छा चलेगा, तो आपको एक रुपए का बताशा चढ़ाएंगे। ये भक्ति नहीं है। किसी भी मंदिर में जाकर के कोई भी प्रार्थना करते हो अपने लिए, तो भगवान को अपना नौकर बनाते हो। जे प्रभु हमारी आकर के सेवा करो, हमको ये दो, देही देही देही, पुत्रम देही, जसम देही, धनम देही, कौल देही देही। ये भक्ति नहीं है। भक्ति उससे कुछ अतीत है। यू कैन डिफाइन ही, नॉट यू। अच्छा,
therefore, hearing the questions of the sages of Namissadanya, Sukadeva Goswami gave pranam to his guru. How qualified was his guru, Sukadeva Goswami? How he was renounced? How he was expert on all philosophical conclusions? But not only that, how much he was full of the nectar of the names, forms, and qualities of Sri Krishna. Such a guru, he bowed again and again, remembering him within his mind, and he answered the questions of the sages. The question was, remember, how we can achieve auspiciousness for my soul, how I can be happy. It was Sudha Goswami replied, Savai pum sam paro dharma yatir bhakti adoksaje hoitiki apityate jyavmat sampasivati. Which means that only humans are qualified for pure devotion. No. All moving and non-moving entities, their one supreme religion or occupation or dharma is what? Pure devotion, bhakti. Bhakti, how is that Sri Krishna? That Sri Krishna is completely transcendental. He transcends the mind, the mental, and the sensual platform. Therefore, he is beyond the mind. He is beyond the senses. He is beyond the power of speech. He is beyond even the Vedas, the scriptures. Even though the scriptures try to describe the Supreme Lord, he is so unlimited, even they cannot completely describe. That Krishna, how is he? He is completely non-material. He is Nataba. He is like an actor on a stage, an expert dancer. He plays the flute very sweetly. He performs wonderful pastimes with his devotees, like the gopis. He is ecstasy personified, and he gives ecstasy to all. And by his beauty and qualities, he bewilders the minds of, and attracts the minds of everyone. Therefore, devotion should be performed to that adoksaj Krishna. That devotion should be ahoitiki, means it should have no material motive. The only reason why we perform devotion is only for the happiness of Krishna. Therefore, that religion, our main duty is to give that type of service to the Supreme Lord without desire for remuneration. Even though there are many demigods like Brahmaji, Ganeshji, Shankar, Parvati, so many, still, if we look carefully, they cannot be the complete form of Bhagawan, endowed with six opulences: wealth, knowledge, beauty, strength, renunciation, and fame. All those six qualities are only completely present in Sri Krishna. Therefore, Sri Krishna alone is the Supreme Lord. He is Bhagawan. He is Advaigyan Paratattva. Means he is the non-dual absolute truth. In other words, nothing is separate from him. Therefore, that Supreme Lord, Krishna, he appeared 500 years ago in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And all these teachings he inspired in the heart of his dear devotee named Sri Rupa Goswami. Therefore, all these we're reading from are the teachings of Sri Rupa Goswami. Therefore, if we want to perform devotion, we should know what is devotion. Sri Rupa Goswami has given a wonderful definition. Anya bilasita sunyam jnana karmadya navritam anukulena krishnanu silanam bhakti uttam. Rupa says, really, if we take all the other definitions of bhakti that have been given, all are included in this definition of Sri Rupa Goswami Pada. Therefore, what does it mean? One should perform devotion by one's all the endeavors of one's body, mind, words, and feelings, sentiments, for the happiness of Krishna. One should accept what is favorable for his enjoyment, and one should reject what is not favorable for his enjoyment. One should perform devotion to him in an unbroken stream, not like half an hour in the morning, honey ball, in 23 hours, forget. Like a stream of honey comes from a jar in an unbroken stream, the body, mind, words, and soul should be performed in an unbroken stream for the happiness of Krishna. But more than that, it should be done under the expert guidance of a perfected spiritual master. Otherwise, your devotion may come off the rails. Then this is called Uttam Bhakti, or the topmost form of devotion. That Uttam Bhakti will not be mixed with anything else. It will be pure. It will not, that person who is performing Uttam Bhakti or devotion to Krishna should have no ulterior motives. He should not desire anything material or spiritual in exchange for his service. Devotion should not be covered by karma, fruitive activities. It means I'll do this activity and I'll get this result. You'll be so busy in that you'll have no time for devotion. Therefore, karma should not cover devotion. And gyan should not cover devotion. Gyan means some people think we are all the Supreme Lord. But if everyone is God, then how you can do service to Krishna? Therefore, that gyan, that type of knowledge may cover devotion. Therefore, fruitive activity and knowledge should not cover devotion. Therefore, we should take a lesson from the Srimad Bhagavatam and we should not be like Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva worshipped the Supreme Lord, but he had a desire, I want my own universe. So we should not be like that. Gurudev said, we should understand clearly what is this pure devotion. So Gurudev is here for 1 week, and every night for 1 week he will try to explain to us what is pure devotion. Otherwise we may practice something which is not pure devotion and we cannot get the result. Guru Maharaj gives an example of someone performing devotion for material benefits. There's one guy, he goes to the temple and he buys a sweet for Lord Shiva. That sweet is the cheapest one. It costs maybe 1 rupee, 10 New Zealand cents. Or maybe he buys the cheapest incense he can find in the market. He goes to the temple and he offers that to Lord Shiva. That incense is worth maybe 10 cents, 20 cents. And what's he asking for? Hey Shiva, give me a son, give me a wife, give me a new wife, give me a new car. My business may be successful. My son, he may have a son. I may be a grandfather. My bank, my government should not find out about my secret bank account. He's asking many, many things from...
First, don't give sweet. First, ask. If it happened, then I give you sweet. Exchange of that.
First, he's keeping the sweet to himself because God not giving and he's not giving his sweet. Therefore, Guru Maharaj said, this is not devotion. Because instead of serving God, you're becoming me. You're making God your servant. Therefore, this is not the symptom of pure devotion. Go Premanandi.
आज हम यहीं पर हरि कथा का विश्राम दे रहे हैं. कल फिर इसी समय होगा और कल का कोई प्रोग्राम है उसको आप अनाउंस करना.